This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark and I'm back with Dave. And we're here to talk about the Thunder, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that Mavs game that we lost by 2 points last night. And then we're obviously looking forward to that Spurs game coming up tomorrow night.
It was a hard battle last night. Definitely proud of the guys for the way they played. Wish we could have gotten the win. But our defense on Luka was hell of a way to play last night. Only 20 points, 4 for 17 on field goals and 0 for 6 on threes. This is a big step for our young defense, and I was really proud of them for just putting out a really good 48 minutes of hardcore D.
Yeah, it was a really solid defensive effort by us. We were able to, you know, give Luka, you know, a lot of different looks and show him different, you know, types of double teams coming from different angles. We were just doing whatever it took to confuse him, and that's pretty hard to do. He's a, you know, MVP level talent, so it's not like we were able to necessarily stop him completely. The guy had a hell of a game, a triple-double, big-time game for him. But for us, you know, we knew what we were trying to do. And, you know, for the most part, we were able to do that. The first two quarters, most of the time, it was pretty close. With 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter, we were down by one. But then they went on a 12-2 run, and we were down by 10 going into halftime. The third quarter, you know, we talked a lot about that last night. We found ourselves down 22 points with 6 minutes left in the quarter. So that was crazy, but then we closed it back down to 2 points before the quarter was over. So, you know, we saw our team go through quite a bit, and it kind of brought me back to the game against the Cavs. We were up by big, you know, 20 plus points against the Cavs, maybe 18, but they came back and they ended up winning the game. We put on a run. It was kind of like we learned a few lessons from the way the Cavs played us. We understood what it took. We got locked in. We weren't able to close out the game with a win, but I felt like we learned a lot from that prior game. And we understood that if we play together, if we stick together, we'll be just fine. So I was really proud of the way that we, you know, forced our way back into the game. There's a whole series of plays that we made, but ultimately we played, you know, almost perfect basketball for about 6 minutes there. You know, it was 48-70 with 6 minutes left, down 22, and then the end of the third quarter, or the end of our run anyway, 72-75. So, you know, we gave up 5 points and we scored 24. I mean, what else do you want in that situation?
Yeah, and it's something that we continuously go back every few games and we talk about putting together four good quarters. That's what we've seen this team do recently. And this was one of those games that we played three phenomenal quarters and one I would consider even half of one not so good. And to me, this is just the way the NBA goes, is that you could play a perfect game and play 2 minutes in that game, just horrible basketball, and you get beat by 20. That's the thing about this league, is that you need to be able to put 48 minutes of good basketball to even put yourself in a chance to be at the game, to win the game at the end of the game. That's what we saw last night. This team had an opportunity to win the game at the end, and that's exactly what this team needs to be doing. They need to be having what we would consider games like this as you know, must wins or playoff caliber games when they're close like this. This is what is good for development of a young team. We watched it last year as this team struggled in the second half to even get games that were close. We saw a pretty shitty attempt by the Clippers to let us win our last game last year. But the reality is when push comes to shove, is that this team is in this really great prime position to start putting some wins away. We've seen this team get closer and closer and closer. We've seen them close out games. And this is one of the first times that we've had a lead going in to that fourth quarter that it seemed like we just weren't able to follow through. Yeah, it's happened a couple times, but man, I really felt like this was a perfect opportunity for this team to come out and put some hurt on the team. And we got a couple chances that we had an opportunity to take the lead, and we just couldn't, you know, the ball wouldn't go in the hole. And that's just the way the luck goes sometimes. And last night, there was no exception. We didn't get some calls that go our way that were crucial calls that we needed to go our way. They didn't go our way. You got some, air balls that were pretty rough to see at the end of the game. We had some silly turnovers. But this is about a young team learning to figure out how to do it all together at the same time and play 48 minutes consistently without any issue. So again, watching the second or third and fourth quarter, watching them how to they figured it out after having a pretty sluggish second quarter and a sluggish start to the third quarter, it was fun. Watching them it all click and figure it out, oh, wait, we just have to change our defense this way or change our substitutions this way or play these guys together, and guess what happens? Good things. So again, watching Coach D, watching these players, it's all about the progression, where they're going, and what's happening now that's fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, we really did get things going, and it really was fun, you know, watching this team figure it out in that part of that second half of the third quarter. We started knocking down threes. We were getting to the free throw line. We were getting to the basket. And something I heard Derek Harper, the announcer for the Mavs, say, he just said that you have to be pretty skilled to get to the basket when everybody knows you're going to try to get to the basket and to be able to still get there. And he was talking about SGA and just his commitment to getting to the hoop. But when he's knocking down threes and Giddey knocked down a couple of threes, Wiggins knocked down a three, he's getting to the free throw line, he's really tough to stop. And we went back and forth all fourth quarter. It was really great effort. It was toe-to-toe. It was an incredible opportunity for us to learn from the end of game situations. I would say if I was going to be a little critical about, you know, our effort, and it's not always effort, it's just about the luck of the bounce, but we had trouble securing the offensive rebound as the game was getting into the final stages. They got extra looks, which ended up being extra opportunities. But even with all of those circumstances, we still gave ourselves the ball with a couple seconds left and time to drop a play with a timeout. And that was pretty impressive. I really feel like the last time we saw that type of skill in closing the game to make sure we had a chance was when Chris Paul was on our team. We had some ability to do that in the past with Russ, but a lot of times his effort was there, but the execution wouldn't be. And I saw, a lot of execution. It was really incredible to see. And one of the best parts about it was after Lu Dort fouled out, which was a bad thing, but we had three rookies out there for the last minute and a half. And those are minutes that will push them further than any practice or anything else they do. So I'm really happy to see those guys out there in crunch time.
And I absolutely love how Coach D is handling our small ball right now. We have Dort listed as a forward. I think he's like 6'4". You have Jeremiah Robinson Earl listed as a center. Darius Bazley, obviously listed as a forward, but he's been playing a lot of center. Trey Mann, Aaron Wiggins, Ty Jerome. These guys are expected to play multiple different positions, point guard, shooting guard, small forward on defense. I love the versatility of this team. That's what's so exciting about it is you get to hear other announcers talk about it because this is the first time or second or third time they've seen this young Oklahoma City Thunder team play. But the versatility of this team and the fact that we can switch and switch on picks and really be just in good a shape as we were before the pick is pretty phenomenal. There's so many teams that when there's the pick switching going on and the center gets put on the point guard and the point guard just takes him to school. I mean, how many times have we seen Damian Lillard or Wessel Westbrook do that where they get the isolation with the big man and they just take him to the hole? That's what's so beautiful about the structure of this team is, you got big guys like Jeremiah Robinson Earl and Bazley that are switching off the picks that are almost as good a defense as these other guys that are guards playing them. So it's really phenomenal being able to see it. It's why our defense really causes issues late in games is because these teams are being forced to play against pretty much a great defender no matter the switch. Whether the Oklahoma City Thunder are taking advantage on the other side and being able to capitalize on the switch, putting Shea on the big man and Shea goes right to the hole, right? So that's what we see the Oklahoma City Thunder doing. But what's happening is our defense is stepping up in huge ways. We're still not up to that caliber that we need to be, but that has a lot to do with how young we are. Jeremiah Robinson Earl is going to continue to get better on defense. And when he continues to get better on defense, I'm telling you guys, this whole team is going to be unbelievable. I get it. People are still stuck in that old way of saying you need a seven-footer to anchor down your team. But listen, if that seven-footer can't switch in the NBA right now and it creates a mismatch as far as point guard and center goes, then that is a disadvantage that your team has. That's a disadvantage that this team, this Oklahoma City Thunder team that's super young, doesn't have. And that's why it's so special. You're seeing everything starting to glue together. This Dallas game was amazing. We got the game before was amazing. The game before that was amazing. This is exactly what this team needs to do. We need to come out there. We need to trade punches. We need to stand back up, and we need to keep fighting, because there was at least four times in this game where we could have thrown up the white flag and walked away and still been proud of the guys for the way they fought, but not winning. But that wasn't enough. This team kept on coming back. They kept on getting knocked down and coming back and coming back and coming back, and they got this down to a two-point game. And not only that, but we had an opportunity to win this game. And what more could you want for this team? This is why I get excited about it. This is why we, Mark and I, are so pumped, because this team is fun to watch. We're watching them grow. This Dallas team that we just played was great. The San Antonio team that we're about to play is a team that we can win. And if you look at how San Antonio plays defense, I think this is going to be a great night for Shea, Giddy, and Dort. It's going to be fun to watch, Mark.
Yeah, you're right, man. We've played a couple of really good games in a row. Even though we've lost a couple, we've really gotten better, and we continue to improve, and we've been very close to full strength. We haven't seen Isaiah Roby or Kenny Hustle out there for quite a while now, but we're getting closer and closer to being where we need to be, and this team is continuing to improve. I'm not worried about our record. The fact that the Spurs are also 2-8 over the last 10, that says a little bit of something. We should, expect them to play a lot better than the record, though, because it's the Spurs. And likewise, when we played against the Mavericks, we had already beat them twice out of our 14 wins this year. We've already beat the Mavs twice, so they weren't taking us light. They gave us a hell of a game. They were ready for us. Everybody had been scouted. They, had a game plan, and we were still able to overcome a lot of it and put ourselves in a position to win that thing. So I'm really proud of the effort, and I'm proud of where we're going, and I'm excited about playing the Spurs, because in a lot of ways, our organization has a lot of ties to them, but I also feel like we're going in opposite directions as them. They're in a situation where they're just starting their rebuild. They're starting to kind of get down and get some of these bad non-playoff years, and we're about to lift ourselves out of that. So it's kind of interesting to see, different directions going here. I know the Spurs would prefer, being up in that playoff hunt, but right now we're going to try to see if we can pass them in this situation right here.
I think this is what we need to do. San Antonio Spurs are a team that is in the midst of whether or not they're rebuilding or not. No one really knows. They have the greatest coach, in my opinion, or one of the greatest coaches of all time with Coach Popovich. So obviously he's the reason that they're even in a playoff position. But I would love to see what Popovich could do with a number one pick one more time. So, I don't know. To me, this is the progression of what's happening in the NBA is you see a dominant team for, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, all of a sudden not become dominant. And that's exactly what's going to happen to the rest of the NBA. Obviously, the Lakers, when they start sucking, they're not going to even have draft picks to go by. The same thing with the Clippers. These teams are not going to be good for a very long time unless they are able to get the free agents that they need. And that's a lot to bank on, is hoping that people will want to come play for you instead of drafting them. So while all these other teams are going to be, horrible, we're going to be able to capitalize a lot on our draft picks and different things like that. So again, this is where we need to be. I get a lot of people are a little antsy. They want to see us win these games. But to be honest, there's some games that are almost better to lose, because it creates this little panic, and it makes you want to start fighting harder. When I played back in the day, when we would lose to a team, I would get more amped up the second time we played them. I would have a better game. I'd be more physical. I'd be more focused. And that, to me, is exactly what we need to be doing playing against the Dallas Mavericks. We need to be able to play four good quarters and not just play three good quarters like we did last night. But, playing against the Spurs, It's all about how we can execute here, Mark. It's all about how we can get out there, if we can push the fast break and we can stop the fast break. And that's really where San Antonio lives and dies by. So if we can beat them in those position things, then I feel like we have a really good opportunity at beating them tomorrow night.
Absolutely, man. And we're looking forward to, you know, getting another win against the Spurs. And we appreciate you guys taking the time to join us. And we'll be back tomorrow after the game. Thanks again. And as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.